short ha'ara regarding Anyana Dioma, and then we'll go to the Kama. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Lamed Ches that would seem to suggest that there's a din of Lachem in some form or other by Matzah. I don't think anyone's ever heard of that. What would that mean? We all know that Lachem is a din that's stated by Dalad Minin, Kachtem Lachem. Gemara says, on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Beis, onto Lamed Chesed Aleph, what's the din by Maisa Sheni? Can be Yotze, for example, Matzah with the, if the grain is a Maisa Sheni. So Gemara talks about that in connection to, for example, whether it's Chayi B'Challah, Yisa Shem Maisa Sheni, is that Chayi B'Challah? And then an Esrog Shem Maisa Sheni, and Matzah Shem Maisa Sheni. So Gemara says it's a Machukis Tanoim, where the Maisa Sheni is considered Mamun Bailim or Mamun Gavoah. So as a Gemara, L'divir Rav Meir, Tura Minachala. So that means for the first halacha of Achala, according to Rav Meir, who says, Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoah, who it's not considered your Mamun. So you need, it has to be your dough, Ariso Seichem. So Pater Minachala. L'divir Chachamim, that says they hold Maisa Sheni Mamun Hedyot, Mamun Bailim, so Chayevis Bechala. The Gemara continues, Matzus Shem Maisa Sheni. Because it's considered Mamun Gavoah. And finally, the third case is Esrog Shemaisa Sheni. And according to Chacham, Yadam Yosei Dechavasa B'Yom Tov. So it says the Gemara, Maska for Rab Papa. Bishlama Isa Dechsib Riso Seichem Mishalachem. So I understand it's Din Lachem. When it comes to Chal, it has to be your dough. Esrog nami dechsiv ulkachtem lachem, lachem mishalachem. Ela matzah miksiv matzaschem. Like we would have ourselves asked, what kind of halacha of lachem would you have a matzah? So if it's maisa sheni, mamun gavoah, so what? There's no din of lachem. Amma rav avitim rav yemer vashamya, asya lechem lechem. It's a gzeres shava. Ksiv hacha lechem oni. Ksiv hasan v'haya b'acholchem milechem ha'aretz. By yachala, ma lahala mishalachem, avkan mishalachem. So Gemara seems to end up saying there is a din lachem by matzah. So therefore, according to Rav Meir, Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoah, you're not yotzei matzah. According to Chachamim, you're yotzei Maisa Sheni. What are the implications beyond Maisa Sheni? At the end of the Maskaras Gemara, it appears that the Hekish, or the Gzeres Shavah rather, to Chala, gives us a din lachem. The Rush seems to take that from this Gemara, takes that as a Maskana, the Chora. The Rush. What's the case of, example, matzah gezula? Right, matzah gezula. Could you be yotzi with matzah gezula? The Rashi here is Simon Yud Ches. After the quoting the Gemara, he says, Mashba mehacha, de'en yotzi b'matzah gezula. D'rabbanan islu shapi gzeres shava. It's a gzeres shava from chala, and therefore it has to be yours. And he brings our Gemara. And here it says lechem haaretz. So therefore, the rabbanan are matir by maisa sheni because it's called yours. Avol gzula de lav lechem hilo nafik ba. The Rambam paskins matzah gzula is no good, but not because you need lechem. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin tells us you're not yotzei. Achilas matzah she asura lo kigon she'achal tevel o meiser rishon shonit trumaso if you didn't take trumas meiser o gzala. So the Rambam seems to pass so matzah gzula because the mitzvah b'avera, like he includes it with the din of tevel. Sounds like that's a specific problem because it's matzah gzula. But let's say it's not gzula, but it's not yours. The Rambam doesn't seem to acknowledge that it's din lachem. The Gemara seems to say at the end of the maskana there is a gzeres shava to the chala. So there are ways to work out the Rambam. Maybe the Gemara means just a special din, and if it's shel gavoah, it's not good. That's the halacha by chala. Maybe the Rav said something like this. It's a din that it can't be shel gavoah. It's not a din that it has to be yours. So the Rambam maybe took it that way. From the Rosh, it sounds like the problem matzah gzula is the problem it's not lachem. It would sound like, therefore, it's another halacha that has to be yours. That's the Sfas Emes, this ha'ara, in this Gemara. The Sfas Emes, in this Gemara Pesachim. Mashma de maskanas ha-gemar keinu, ufi zeh, what would be nafgamina, tzvichim li zoher, the matzah shel mitzvah, sheyia ha-matzah shelo. It has to be your matzah, you have to own it. So what if you're a guest at someone else's table? What if you're going to a hotel and they're giving you whatever? I mean, maybe there you own it, you paid for everything else. Or you're a guest somewhere. Does the balabais have to be makne to you, every guest, to own the matzah? He says, that sounds that way. However, ha'olam ein nisharim b'zeh. Al Berach Zeh, there's discussion in terms of how much of a kinyan do you have to have. There's a Machne Ephraim in terms of Dalad Minim. He holds that if you're Moshech, we hold that Mashiach is only Kone Drabanan, Midaraisa, we hold the Kesef Kone Midaraisa. Let's say you didn't pay for your Dalad Minim, the Kesef, you paid with a credit card, or you didn't pay, yet, and you just did Mashiach. So if it's only Kone Drabanan, that did that make it yours by Esrog? No, that's by Esrog. Now what about by matzah? And then they ask a similar type of an issue. Let's say the mocher has been nudging you to pay. The one who sold you the matzah could be very expensive. And you keep saying, yeah, whatever. So to the extent that you keep refusing to pay, the mocher maybe has a right to back off because of mekach toz, you're not paying me. But then it comes out you didn't own the matzah. I don't know. I was speaking to my son-in-law yesterday about this question. He told me that the story that the Briska Rav had a son of Meir, who was the youngest. So Meir asked his father that, are you going to be makna the matzah to me? I want to know. I want to own the matzah. He says, no. In other words, he wanted to say, it doesn't matter. You'll say anyway. But I'm just telling you over what I heard. I don't know. But look, the Sfasema says, ain't this hard with that. But I think there are people, he himself told me that, there are people who are makna, that they should own the matzah somehow or other, based on what sounds like in his Gemara. So just mentioning as a ha'ara in terms of the discussion that we had in the sugi of that mechira and when you kona and so on. Okay. Yes. I'm saying that if the velt is not machmir, I think you could be okay. You don't have to be more machmir than it's enough that you give parents a hard enough time probably in other things. It's okay. I would not in any way, if it's on the record, it'll be on the record. It's okay. No, that's fine too. No, it's okay.
I'll cut it out.
No, it's fine. No, to the contrary, I'm saying it's not. I'm not imposing any additional chumras on anybody.